Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Cecina Memorial High School, home of the Crusaders. Out there on the field right now, they got brand new field turf. They tell me it's the first year to use this turf. It has logos all over it. Cecina Crusaders, the logo behind home plate. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. Today, it's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights at the Indianapolis Cecina Crusaders. The internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com. It's 2008. The Knights are finishing up their infield practice, infield, outfield. Crusaders have already taken infield, outfield. Crusaders going to wear the white uniforms. They're sleeveless. They'll wear the yellow outside the sleeve. They'll wear the burgundy stirrups. Knights going to go with the navy jersey and the light gray pants. They'll go with the blue hat, CC on the front. Second, we're right here. Around the perimeter, they do have a makeshift fence around the right field, from center field over to right field. Work it right there, the left field fence. Pretty deep ballpark, I would guess, down the line. Probably 320, maybe 330. You got the scoreboard out there in left center field. They've got a good practice facility right next door for football. Since you're working right there, we're going to work pretty good. And I will mention a little bit about each school. Talk about first the visiting team on the scoreboard, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. It's had a school enrollment of 296. School was founded in 1956. They're class 1A, sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Sectional will happen this year at Central Catholic High School. Their sectional is Attica, Livingston, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverson Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Daryl Beck. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-74-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference in the East Division: Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. The West Division is Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. The Knights entered the ballgame today, 3 wins, 1 loss on the season. They got a win last night in the West Division over Twin Lakes. They're 1-0 in the West. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda for the Knights, they'll play Tuesday, April 9th. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Central Catholic will be at Benton Central. That'll be a conference game in the West Division. And then on Wednesday, they'll play a home game with Benton Central in the West. Talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Cecina, the Crusaders. They have a school enrollment of 439. School was founded 1953. They're class 2A, sectional 42. There are 5 in their sectional, and they are Heritage Christian, the Eagles, Indianapolis Cecina Crusaders, Washington Prep, the Ravens, Tudor, the Panthers, and Triton Central, the Tigers. Principal at Cecina High School is Peg. This is, help me with that. You got that one? I have the stuffy in it. Some Peg. Dispenazari. We'll try that. And the AD is Jason Kerr. Or Kerr. Pretty close, but we'll mention Indianapolis Cecina Memorial High School is located 5,000 Allen Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46201. Dial them up by telephone at 317-356-6377. The web is cecina.org. For the colors, cardinal red and gold. forming the Indiana Crossroads Conference are 8 teams in the Crossroads: Cardinal Ritter, Titan Central, Indianapolis Lutheran, Speedway, Monrovia, Beech Grove, Cena, and Cascade. So Cena played Cascade last night. It was a late ball game. It was chilly. Play over there, and it was chilly at Central Catholic. They went against Twin Lakes last night. Took 9 innings to get a 1-0 win. Brent Robbins at the RBI. Scoring a run was Caden Minnick from second base. We'll talk about the lineups in today's ball game. Central Catholic going to bat first. They'll send to the plate. It's batter number 9, Hudson Gutwein. He'll play shortstop. And batter number 11, Mikey Stapleton. He'll play second base. Batter in the lineup, number 20, Caden Minnick. He'll play right field. Batter in the lineup, number 3, Jackson Kane. He'll do the catching. Batter in the lineup, number 10, Lucas Gerke. He'll play first base. Sixth batter in the lineup, 33, Brent Robbins. He'll do the pitching. Seventh batter in the lineup, number 34, Keaton Brooks. He'll be the DH. Bat in place of left fielder, number 14, Jonah Gerke. Jonah Gerke is going to get his first start of the season. Batting eighth, number 41, Isaac Seppinger, center field. Batting ninth, number 17, Gavin Boutel. He'll play third base. So we're going to have an umpire meeting here shortly here. Umpires are on hand. They're going to wear the jackets, the blue jackets. It's going to get pretty warm. They might shed those blue jackets sometime during the ball game. It'll be pretty warm, and they'll be sweating, especially the home plate umpire. They'll walk in the facility right now. 11:56. They start a little bit after noon. They're going to walk in, have a plate meeting with both coaches. Coach Bordenay having a meeting down the right field line. Now, the home plate umpire is dressed appropriately. Appropriately right there. He's got the sleeveless. And dark blue is customary for Indiana High School baseball. So they're walking in on the diamond. Coach Bordenay still having a meeting out in right field near the home run fence. It'll be a good ball game tonight, or today, I should say. And I'm looking for a good game. We'll mention this game is in part brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Also being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. 1955. Also, your home away from home, Davenport, Florida. AGM Auto, LLC, they're out of Arcadia. Thomas Docks Incorporated out of Nobleville. Mrs. Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, Arcadia. CanyonSports.com, Fino and Company. The Mobile Flower Shop. And Sign Production. So those are the sponsors for this ball game. Always appreciative their opportunity and our opportunity to have them tag along right here to bring you high school baseball varsity competition. I've got stats written down for each team. I will say I do not have the fourth game for the Crusaders. Said that was a late night. That's a difficult task. The Knights, I do have four game stats for the Knights. So they're going to have a plate meeting right there. They're going to exchange lineups. Bordenay and Coach Dave Gandolf. Gandolf, we'll mention, he is the head coach with Cecina Crusaders. He's been most generous with his time for putting me in sports. We are thankful. And we'll mention, Crusaders are going to play a doubleheader today. So this first game with Central Catholic is going to start near 12 noon. Second game, they will host Purdue Polytech. They are the Techies, and they'll play a second game versus them. They have a schedule down to play about 2:30. See if that works out. So Coach Gandolf is talking about the diamond, talking about where the ball may get through. This is a nice plush infield. You're going to get some true hops on this infield. And the pitch is going to have to work from a synthetic pitcher's mound. It's pretty nice. Probably, I would guess, about 12 feet in diameter. I think Brent Robbins will have a good time pitching, and Brady Ray will do the pitching for Cecina. They're still talking it over. Straight up 12 o'clock on the wristwatch. AT&T time. And we're thankful AT&T bringing this game to you with a Samsung phone. I don't know how it works. I just know it does work. Now, the sun's coming out. They say it's going to be 56 degrees today. I've got two sweatshirts on just in case. Brought a jacket to go over. I'm not going to use that. But they're smiling right there at home plate, talking about what's going to happen in today's ball game. So I'm going to shake hands, all four of them, and I'm going to walk to their respective dugouts. And we're going to have the public address the crowd, lineups, and we'll just listen to the public address. And I did look up in the press box. It's a small press box. Got a speaker aimed right out to the ball field from up there. Might have been difficult to have words spoken while the words were being spoken over the speaker. He's elected to set up behind home plate. Put you to right, a little bit towards the Central Catholic dugout. Central Catholic going to occupy the first base dugout. Third base dugout, as you know, occupied by the Crusaders. They're introducing the lineups right now. Knights are going to bat first. Wine comes out. Stapleton, Caden Minnick, Jackson Kane, first four hitters. They're working right there introducing the lineups of Central Catholic. Baseball on a Saturday. What a beautiful day. The neighborhood. You remember Mr. Rogers. I remember Mr. Rogers. He used to change his shoes quite often. And what a gentleman. Mr. Rogers taught a lot of different items to the younger generation. I think you can catch that in reruns. And I'm hoping you can, because it's really good for the younger kids. So the Knights send out their lineup on the baseline. Now they're going to introduce the lineup for Cecina Crusaders. It's number two. He'll go out to center field. DJ Mendez, his name is David. Working right there. My wife says it's coming in loud and clear. Nice effort on the diamond today. So out to the pitcher's rubber is number 21, Brady Ray. He'll walk out. Sport the blue shoes. Blue shoes, kind of a light blue with their uniform. It doesn't quite match. It doesn't matter if it matches or not. But they're going to line up on the lines. We're going to open with prayer. We'll set this down.
Bringing us together today for the Christian competition. Let's give the blessing for athletes, coaches, and officials in case of injury. Thank you for the gifts of our families, friends, benefactors, and fans that support us on and off the field. Help us all to use the gifts and talents that you have given us to glorify your name and bring about your kingdom here on earth. Ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, you remain standing as we honor our flag, country, and the plan of our national anthem.
Thank
That's our national anthem. I will mention, first time I've ever been to Cena High School. Back when I was in sixth grade, I went to football camp at IU. I met the quarterback of Cena. His name escapes me, but he was quarterback. I was in sixth grade, so he's about six grades ahead of me. Pretty nice guy right there at IU. We'll also mention, back in 2011, that's when I met Coach Bordnay. He's the athletic director. I met him then at the semi-state football, in his press box. And the next week, I was fortunate enough to get to bring the ball game to the listening audience. It put me in sports. Coach Bordnay allowed me to do that. He came up and visited with me at halftime. I believe it was Danny Anthrop's senior year, 2011. He was running back for the Knights. And I'm coaching. I think it was Cecina Ott Hurley, his 33rd year coach football at Cecina. His last season, he's going to probably start his 34th year. We're hoping he's coming back. We'll hope that Coach Larry Bud Wright, for his 60th season football, state of Indiana, he's the winningest coach, state of Indiana. So I get some warm-up tosses. We'll mention Brady Ray doing the pitching today. The pitching for Cecina, his catcher battery partner, Keaton Knowlton, wear number 0. At base, Caden Logan. Logan, he'll wear number 11. At second base, Will Battles. He'll play second base. At shortstop, T.J. Mendez, he's number 2. Third base, Rylan McKenzie, that's with a G, number 16. In left field, number 20, Keegan Ray. In center field, number 8, Zach Plunkett. And in right field, number 25, Manny Romo. Going to throw one down, second base. Getting ready to play baseball here in the top of the first. So they're getting ready to start it up. Home plate umpire making some adjustments on the dugouts, making sure everybody's safe. Batter in the ballgame, he'll be the leadoff batter, number 9, Hudson Gutwine. The shortstop for the Knights. Put in, 1 foot out. Going to pitch from the windup, Brady Ray. Ball's live. Here we go. Then look at the signals. First pitch, 12:07. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Hudson Gutwine lets the first one go by. He'll step back in, 0-1 count. From the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. That left foot is off the rubber. Peering in, look at the signals. Over the glove, here comes a wind from Brady Ray. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. It's going to go on top of the school. School right back behind home plate. Ice facilities right here at Cecina High School. Balls, 2 strikes to Gutwine. And now the windup. Long pause. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. Good block. Knowlton. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. First batter here in the first game. Knights will play 1 versus the Crusaders. Crusaders will hang around, play at 2:30 thereabouts with the Techies and Purdue Polytech. Here comes a 1-2. 0 for a ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Hudson Gutwine. Gutwine will step back in. Right-handed batter. And then looking at signals. Now the windup, Brady Ray. Here comes the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll pop this one. Going to float out of play and hit the top of the Knights dugout. They'll stay in the box. That's a Gutwine with a 2-2 count. He'll walk back, pick up the bat. It'll be handed to him right there by Keith Knowlton. It's a like sportsmanship. IHSAA smiles when they see that. 2 count. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Ray. Breaking pitch finished upstairs. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Batter. Knights batter, Hudson Gutwine, showing some pitches to the Knights dugout. Comes a pitch. Gonna pop one up. It's on the infield. Playable. Gonna be called for. Had the shortstop. He couldn't make the play off the glove and try to make that play right side of the pitcher's mound. But then tough to see it in the sun, and the ball drops. It's going to be reached on air for Hudson Gutwein. There's one aboard, nobody out. Stepping in, Central Catholic, number 11, Keith Stapleton. You'll get some signals. Coach Bournet at third base. Base coach is Ryan Johnson. I'm seeing wearing that sweatshirt. Coach Bournet going without any warmth at all. Out of a set position. Brady Ray will check first base over the right shoulder. Stepping in, going to be a bunt. Back to the pitcher. Brady Ray going to throw it to first base. Get the put out. Mission accomplished. As Mikey Stapleton moves Hudson Gutwein to second base. So Brady Ray will step back in the rubber. Stepping in the batter's box is number 20, Cade Minnick. The batter. Work from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Brady Ray checks second base. Triple set. Comes first pitch to Minnick. Call a strike across the dish. Might have been a bit below the kneecaps. Strike one. Count goes 0-1 to Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Brady Ray, now out of set. Worked that triple set. Saw a guy from Seeker do that a couple of years ago. He's going to foul one out of play left side. Get solid swing. Cade Minnick. No balls, two strikes. Cade Minnick steps back in. Foul ball. He's going to make it live right now. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch. Brady Ray out of the set. Check second base. Modest lead. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Minnick. One long ground ball. First base. Good glove. Makes the put out there. Assisted. Cade Logan. There are two outs. Some Gutwein moves to third base. So with two outs stepping in, it's going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson playing the catcher's position. He's the four-hitter for the Knights. That's right-handed. He'll step in now, working from the stretch. Right there is Brady Ray. He'll peer in, look at signals. Now out of the set position. And on first pitch to Jackson Kane. He'll step off the back. He'll step off the back. He didn't like how things were setting up. Has the right to do so as the pitcher. He kind of controls the pace of the game for the most part. The set, pitch to Jackson Kane. Right across the dish, right below the kneecaps, no swing, called strike. No balls, one strike, he'll step back in. He's choked up just a bit off that handle knob. Peering in, looking at signals, Brady Ray. Working out of the set, here comes the pitch. The short hop plate, good block right there by Keaton Knowlton. Knowlton keeps the game safe there, going to keep Hudson Gutwein right there at third base. Jackson King steps out of the box. One ball, one strike. Steps back in. Hudson Gutwein at third base. He reached by air. Dropped the ball on the infield. Out of the set, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Right across the dish. Lets it go by. Count goes 1-2. Jackson just needs one. Hitter. The inch off of that knob. Step back in. 1-2 count. Runner at third base for the Knights. Two out. Top of the first inning. Out of the set. Time called, Jackson Kane. Long set right there. He elects to call time is granted by the home plate umpire just before movement out of the set by Brady Ray. Jackson steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Working from the set, Brady Ray. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Outside breaking pitch, swinging a miss. So Brady Ray will get out of the inning. They'll spray in one runner at third base. And the Cecina Crusaders are going to bat. They're in the bottom of the first inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers, they buy, sell, trade, and they'll finance your automobile. Provide quality cars, trucks, SUVs, preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is Fritz and Fisher's at 8599 East 116th Street. You can dial them up there at 317-842-2228. Again, that's 317-842-2228. Second location is in Noblesville, right there along State Road 32, between Noblesville and Westfield. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. You can visit them online or visit them on site, fritzandfishers.com. R-I-T-Z. Getting ready to step in. Crusaders taking some warm-up tosses on the pitcher's rubber is Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, number 33, he'll do the pitching. Catcher Jackson Kane, he'll wear number 3, he'll do the catching. At base, number 10, Lucas Gerke. At second base, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. At shortstop, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Third base, number 17, Gavin Beutel. In left field, number 14, Jonah Gerke. In center field, number 41, Isaac Suffinger. Right field, number 20, Cade Minnick. Pitching Brent Robbins on this early season. He's pitched 4 innings thus far. Participated in 1 game. It was a start. This is his second start now. This afternoon. He's got a 1-win, no-loss bracket right there. He's 5'10", 195, pitcher and an outfielder. Now he's faced 20 batters. He's thrown 71 pitches. He's allowed 5 hits. He's allowed 3 runs. All 3 runs were earned. He has struck out 4. 2 of those strikeouts went down looking. And he's left 5 on base, and he's walked 2 batters. Stepping in the bat, DJ Mendez, first batter. He was number 2 for the Crusaders. Working from the windup, Brent Robbins. Here comes the first pitch. Right down Meridian, strike call. So Mendez elects to watch the first one go by. He's wearing the chartreuse green shoes. They're wearing molded cleats right here on this diamond synthetic filter. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. A little bit tall above the zone. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike to DJ Mendez. His batter, he's a right-handed batter for the Crusaders. And looking at signals out of windup, here comes a 1-1 pitch. Above the zone, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Brent Robbins getting acclimated right there on the pitcher's rubber. Working from the synthetic mound. Back in right-handed batter, DJ Mendez, here's the pitch. Swung on, a ball off the top of the bat. Goes over towards the nice dugout up against the fence. Count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom of the first inning, no score. And I'm looking at signals. Ben Robbins, here comes the 2-2 pitch. Mendez, breaking pitch, going to pop one up. Go straight back. It's going to end up in the nearby territory. They'll pick that up. So Kemp remains 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mendez steps back in. From the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Brent Robbins likes the signal. Comes a 2-2 pitch to Mendez. Kept the middle, base hit. He had a glove on it, went straight by. And Robbins will bring it into second base to Mikey Stapleton. Base hit off the bat of J. Mendez. Next batter going to step in, the 2-hitter. Cecina. Number 20, Keegan Ray. He'll step in. He'll bat right-handed. Runner aboard at first base is Mendez. Now a stretch, now the set. Triple set. Brent Robbins, now triple set. Here comes the pitch. Thought about putting a bunt down. He offered to it. He offered at it. Couldn't get it. The strike called. Actually, a strike on the swing with a missed opportunity for the bunt. So coach right there at third base. Trying to play small ball. That's Coach Dave Gandalf. Square to bunt early. Gavin Boutel comes in and try a pickoff move at first base. You're going to say he's safe. It's a close play. Nice toss to first base. Brent Robbins. So square to bunt early. Gavin Boutel was in on the bunt. You got to be careful. Last night, Jackson Kane squared to bunt. He pulled back and hit away. He got a base hit between third base and shortstop. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes two strikes. No balls, two strikes to the two hitter, Keegan Ray. Keegan Ray, right-handed batter, playing left field in today's ballgame. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Another pickoff move, first base, back to safety. Kostierki applies a tag. So stepping back in is Keegan Ray. And looking at signals, Brent Robbins. Alba set becomes the 0-2. Low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Just getting going right here on a Saturday. Crusaders played last night. They're going to play two today. Central Catholic will be the opponent right here, right now. Game one. Pickoff move, first base, back safely, head first. Gerke applies the tag. Mendez back safely. So working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins, now the set position. Here comes the 1-2, taking off for second base. Strike three. He'll be called out at home plate, swinging a miss. And they steal second base. Mendez, stolen base, he's at second. It's about like the bunt was successful. About. And then Keegan Ray goes back to the dugout with one out. So stepping in, left-handed batter, number 11, Caden Logan. Caden Logan playing first base in today's ballgame. Working out a stretch, now a set, check second base. Pitch to Logan, swing and a miss. Outside edge, swing and a miss, came up empty. Three-hitter, Caden Logan. One aboard, that's DJ Mendez, Crusaders. He's at second base with one out. Working out of stress, now it's sad. Pickoff move to second base, no throw. Robbins, just step back in the rubber. No balls, one strike. Three hitter, number 11, Caden Logan. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss. He'll go down the count, 0-2. Brent Robbins, another fastball. No balls, two strikes. Steps back in, working from the stretch. Now the set. Timeout call, left-handed batter's box. Logan, granted. They'll step back in. 0-2 pitch on the way from Brent Robbins. Now the set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Trying to protect the zone. He's outside. Swing and a miss. There are two out. You're in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, the four-hitter. Keaton Knowlton. Keaton Knowlton, he does the catching. Knowlton wears number zero. Keaton Knowlton going to step in, right-handed batter, 6 feet tall, 170. So two outs on the diamond. Bottom of the first, Brent Robbins peering in, looking at signals out of stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here comes the first pitch to Knowlton. Long set. Still, long set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Pretty good breaking pitch there by Brent Robbins. Okay, the ratio so far is a third of the pitches are breaking pitches. Working on that fastball. One pitch on the way from Robbins. The catcher, Knowlton. Long set, he'll step off the back. Long set right there. I'm surprised Knowlton. Knowlton is going to go without calling timeout on a long set. Boring stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Side edge, called strike. Now that outside edge, Brent Robbins. is ahead of the count, 0-2. Keaton Nolan. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base. Mendez is the pitch, swing and a miss. And he'll set him down swing. And Brent Robbins gets a nice out of the inning. So no runs, no hits. And after one complete, no score here at Cecina High School. So mentioned, this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community. It's 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners Central Indiana with the full line of new and used John Deere products, parts and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction. Construction equipment, will mention their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed on Sunday. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you can stop by and visit Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, you can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Here in Hamilton County, that's where they're located, 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 460331. They're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So the Knights going to step in. It's going to be Lucas Gerke, five hitter for the Knights. Lucas Gerke, first baseman, wears number 10, left-handed batter's box. On the hill, once again, is Brady Ray, pitching from the windup. And looking at singles over the glove. Lucas Gerke, here comes the first pitch. Swung on and popped it over the shortstop's head, left field. It's going to float enough. He couldn't get the ball. Goes over his head. It's going to be a base hit, not off the glove. Lucas Gerke is going to get credit for a double. He takes it the other way, left center. Left fielder Keegan Ray has his jaw in, trying to make the catch. Ball lands in the synthetic grass. So Lucas Gerke is going to remove that apparatus off that left ankle. I should say the right ankle. He's a left-handed batter. Up there by Ryan Johnson stepping into bat for the Knights. Six-hitter number 33, Bryn Robbins. He's doing the pitching in today's ballgame. Runner at second base, nobody out. Now a stretch, now the set. Brady Ray, right-handed batter, first pitch to Robbins. Ball comes in, breaking pitch. At zone, ball a strike. So Bryn Robbins did square the bunt, let the ball go by. I thought it was a good idea to let it go by. It was called strike. Kemp goes 0-1. He's in batter's box, Bryn Robbins. Triple set, Brady Ray, checks second base, out of set. Comes the 0-1 pitch to Robbins. He'll take a drive to left field. Can be called for by Keegan Ray. Keegan Ray makes the catch in left field. There's one out. Back to second base. The Knights is Lucas Gerke. Gerke got himself there with a double. There's one out here in the bottom, excuse me, the top of the second inning. Stepping in, left-handed batter, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks pitched a good game last night. I believe he came out after five innings. And the umpires is getting their signal straight right there. So Brooks, left-handed batter's box. Now a stretch, now the set. Brady Ray. Comes the first pitch for Ray. Keaton Brooks, long set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finish high. Above the zone, ball one. So Keaton Brooks steps back in, a bit of an open stance. Can see the ball much better with that open stance. The close on the approach. The stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Ray, 1-0 pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Fielded by Will Battles. throw next door to Caden Logan. There are two outs here in the top of the second inning. Move the runner over to third base. Lucas Gerke now at third base, stepping in another left-handed batter. We're going to see the ace hitter, number 41, Isaac Suppinger. Suppinger playing center field in today's ballgame. Bren Robbins does the pitching. And now the stretch, now the set. Triple set, here comes a pitch from Ray. Outside of ball. That's missed outside. One ball, no strikes, left-handed batter. Isaac Suppinger. Step back in. And looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Checks third base. He's not being held on. Third base is Lucas Gerke. Here comes a pitch to Suppinger. High above the zone. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at third base for the Knights with two out. Up the second inning. Clock on the scoreboard. It says 12:30. Working out a stretch. Peering and looking at signals. Now the set position. Brady Ray, here comes the 2-0 pitch to Isaac Suppinger. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut, good cut, Suppinger. He'll set back in, left-handed batter's box. Isaac Suppinger for the senior class, 6'3", 200 pounds. Left-handed batter's box, working out a set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Out tip, caught it. The glove, strike two. Something goes even at 2-2. Suppinger got a piece of it. He's right on time. Shortstop playing him to pull just a bit. Big hole between third and shortstop. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Suppinger has a duck on the pond. At third base. 3-2 count, two outs. Eddie Ray comes a pitch to Isaac. Foul ball, and stay alive, it'll go back to the screen. No mention, they got a mesh screen. They got a screen here out there, what is nice. The screen goes clear down to the surface. They got it still right there. You can see about every spot of this fence as a spectator. So 3-2 count once again. Now the stretch, now the set. 3-2 pitch to Suppinger. High for ball four. So Suppinger gets a quality at bat. He'll be down at first base. Let's see Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel looking for signals. Signals given. Base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. Gavin Boutel, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step in. There's all the corners, two outs. Let's see what Suppinger is going to do. They're at first base. He's going to take off early. It's a balk. He moved that left foot. They're going to throw the plate. Get a run down right there with Lucas Gerke. He's going to be tagged out. And it looked like the left foot, Brady Ray, moved towards the plate. Bourdonnais, I'm not going to talk to the official, or to the umpire, I say, and we'll go to the bottom of the second inning, right, Knights? Up there, trying to get the run down between first and second. And now, I think Coach Bourdonnais is going to have a little bit of a conversation with home plate umpire. Not much. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. You can enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, spacious townhome, a private pool, available for short-term, long-term stays. Davenport, Florida, a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County, close proximity to the Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando, Florida. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails to 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, that's 353captiva@gmail.com. Mention at 353captiva@gmail.com. Your home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Nice place to stay. A very nice townhome. Luxurious. You would definitely enjoy a Davenport, Florida vacation. Stepping into bat. Working right there. We'll mention in the pitching now is Gus Sandberg. He's going to swing on the first one to pop it up. It's going to be playable. It's going to float out of play third base side. Gavin Boutel gives it a good look. In the batter's box is the five hitter, number 25, Manny Romo. Manny Romo playing right field for the Crusaders. Ball's one striking. Gus Sandberg doing the pitching. Here comes the pitch. Picking pitch right across the ditch. Well placed by Gus Sandberg. So Brent Robbins goes out to center field. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. Outside of ball. Low and outside. Face pitch, nothing doing for Manny Romo. Count goes one and two. He'll step back in, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking over the glove from the windup position. Comes a wind and the pitch from Sandberg. Breaking pitch. Going to be a base hit now over the third baseman's head. Gavin Michel, the left field. There in left field is Isaac Suffinger. So base hit off bat of Manny Romo. And stepping in at bat, six hitter number 21, Brady Ray. He does the pitching. Right. Throws right. Now a stretch, now a set. Sandberg, here's the pitch. Short off the plate, good block by Jackson Kane. Staying placed, staying right here at first base. Manny Romo. One foot in the box, one foot out. Not many signals given. So standoff. Peering in, looking at signals, now a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and take one to center field. Coming up, he's trying to make the catch. He's going to drop in. Base hit. He gets a force out at second base. Safe. One hop picked up there by Brent Robbins goes to second base. Safe at second. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Send out a courtesy runner for the pitcher. They're going to send out number 9, Dom McKierman. Dom McKierman, he's a junior, 5'11", 185. Do the courtesy running for the pitcher. Brady Ray, stepping into bat, number 5, 7 hitter, Will Battles. Will Battles plays second base. Two aboard, first and second base, so squared a bunt early. But Goffman steps off the back, no throw. Squaring early right there was number 5, Will Battles. Right-handed batter, step back in. Then looking at single foul stretch, Gus Sandberg, now the set position. Here, squared a bunt. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Ball, no strikes. Sandberg working quickly on the diamond. Stepping back in. Will Battles. Out of the set comes the pitch. And Sandberg squared a bunt. Came up empty. Ball goes by. Caught Jackson. Strike offer right there at the bunt situation. For number 5, Will Battles. So a lot of signals given once again by Coach Gandolf. Right here in the batter's box, steps back in. Facing the righty, Gus Sandberg now out of the set. Comes a pickoff move, a step off the back again, no throw. Trying to keep him close. Manny Romo at second base. Courtesy runner number 9, Dom McKierman. First square to bunt, couldn't come up with it. Going to be a strike call, man. Number 5, Will Battle, second baseman. Having difficulty putting the bunt down. One ball, two strikes. Steps out of the box, taking some signals. step back in with a 1-2 count. Nobody out. Runners at first and second base. Out of the set, Dust Sandberg. Here's the pitch. You got a bunt with two strikes. He puts it down in front of Jackson Kane, fielded by Gus Sandberg. Sandberg makes the put out to first base. Mission accomplished. Runners move up 90 feet. Runners second and third. Pretty impressive there. 1-2 count with number 5, Will Battles. He calls the bunt again, and he puts the ball down in fair territory. So one out, runners at first, excuse me, at second and third. Stepping into bat, number 16, Ryland. McGinsey, there we go. Inside the ball, short hops the glove. Jackson Kane makes a stop. One ball, no strike. Strikes Ryland. McGinsey, there we go. McGinsey. Not like McGinnis. McGinsey. There comes the pitch. Down Meridian, strike called. One ball, one strike, one out. At the plate, number 16, Ryland McGinsey. And looking at signals out of stretch, now a set. Comes a pitch from Sandberg. Foul ball back to the screen. Just did get a piece of it. So count goes 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Ryland McGinsey, third base, batting in the eighth position. Turn in, signals, out of the set, Gus Sandberg, here's the pitch, breaking pitch, outside edge, called strike, and he'll go down looking, or two out on the diamond. Mike's trying to strand a couple of runners. Gus Sandberg, here in the bottom of the second inning, and now a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Goes 0-1. Nine hitter, number 8, Zach Plunkett. Zach Plunkett was number 8 playing center field. Steps back in, right into the batter's box. And looking at signals. Now out of the set. The 0-1 pitch. Foul ball right side near the right dugout. Goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Two out. Knights trying to strand runners at second and third base. And hitter number 8, Zach Plunkett. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Strike 3, outside edge. Might have thought it was a bit low. He elected not to swing. He'll go down looking. And the Knights strand their two runners at second and third. Knight's going to come to the plate, going to bat in the top of the third inning. We'll mention this game is in part brought to you by AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. They're in Arcadia, they're west of Arcadia, about a mile here on 266th Street. Future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need for the expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM Auto wants you to be safe and stay safe on the road in your automobile. A second type of service offered right there at AGM Auto is classic car and classic truck restoration. If you still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn and covered up with a tarp, AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project. It begins. AGM Auto, you can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can reach him by phone at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can transport car or truck from anywhere. Bring them right to AGM Auto. They'll do the restoration for you. Stepping in the bat, top of the third inning. Number 17, Gavin Butel. He was in the box when the out was recorded on the rundown between third and home. From the windup, Brady Ray hits the first pitch to Butel. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. They'll step back in. Gavin Beutel, the ninth hitter, plays third base. Central Catholic, here comes a wind and the pitch from Ray. Look up on foul. Nice size and get that big screen. That screen goes up a pretty good ways, probably about 30 feet. Goes from dugout to dugout. Goes no balls, two strikes. A step back in, Gavin Beutel. Ball's made live, working from the windup. And looking at signals, here comes the 0-2 pitch to Beutel. Get a prop one right side of the face. Stay in the box with that 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Coach Standoff going to move his right fielder over just a bit. Towards the line. Right-handed batter, Gavin Beutel. Tell has a double on the season. He's working right there in that right-handed batter's box. Going to set up outside on it. Here's the pitch. He pitched, shot him outside. Got the outside edge. He'll go down looking. One out here in the top of the third inning. No score. Right-handed batter's box, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein going to step in four ball games. He's been to the plate 17 times. He has 13 at-bats. He batted 231. His on-base percentage is 353. We're going to wind up Hudson. We're going to call strike. That was a bit low. If Aaron Boone was here, and that was Aaron Judge in the batter's box, Aaron Boone might be getting thrown out. I've seen that happen. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. From Brady Ray. Swung on. Base hit. Going to get by the glove of the shortstop. Made a valiant effort. That was Mendez, the shortstop. Base hit. Goes into left field. Hudson Gutwein gets himself aboard with one out. Gutwein now has four hits on the season. They're all singles. So stepping into bat, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton, right-handed batter. Stapleton, last week at Riverton Park, hit one out. Opposite field, now the right field line. Now set. Brady Ray checks over his right shoulder. Here comes a pitch. He pitched above his zone. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Mikey Stapleton, signal given by Coach Bournet at third base. At first base, got himself there with a base hit. Hudson Gutwein. One out here in the top of the third. Working out a set position, Brady Ray. Here comes the pitch to Stapleton. Going to be a pickoff move. No throw. Steps off the back. Hard to see the rubber from this vantage point. I imagine the second base umpire can see the rubber. He's working in B position. Working out a triple set. Comes a pitch from Ray. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Stapleton evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the third inning. No score. Crusaders last inning had runners at second and third base. Stranded them with Gus Sandberg on the hill taking off early. Stepping off the back, going to get back is Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein trying to cause some havoc right there for starting pitcher Brady Ray. Brady Ray was number 21. He is a sophomore by class. Out of set, here's the pitch taken off for second base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Head first slide is safe at second. Hudson Gutwein now has three on bases on the season. He's yet to be thrown out. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here comes the pitch, the 2-1. Let's it go by on a short hop to glove. Here by Keaton Knowlton, going to get back to the screen. And Gutwein ends up at third base. So Gutwein at third base, 3-1 count. Mikey Stapleton has the hitter's count. He's likely going to see a good pitch if Brady Ray wants to keep him in the box. Working out a stretch, now the set. third base. Wrong set, time called in the batter's box. Mickey Stapleton, that's a long time to stare at the pitcher. A lot of concentration time. I'd call timeout also. So that's just before Brady Ray wanted to deliver the ball. So ball's dead for a moment, and they make it live right now. 3-1 count. Brady Ray out of set. The pitch. A ball, third baseline, going to be fielded by Coach Bournet. Bournet, a second baseman at Purdue. Coach Bournet played shortstop for the Knights. Bournet, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. 3 balls, 2 strikes, full count to Mikey Stapleton. Ray out of the set, here's the pitch. The pitch finishes high, ball 4. Brady Ray going to issue a walk. Mikey Stapleton. Runners on the corners for Central Catholic. Stepping into bat number 20, Caden Minnick. 3-hitter. He's a senior. Have 11, 160. 17 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. He's batting 333. 12 on base percentage. Lissette, Brady Ray checks third base. From the first pitch to Minnick. Just misses outside, ball 1. Check signals, coach, base coach, Coach Bournet. Caden Minnick with 5 hits on the season. All 5 are singles. Lissette for Ray. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Caden Minnick. Long set to step off the back. Caden Minnick has 5 RBI. He has scored 5 runs. The Knights. Out of set, Brady Ray, here's the pitch. Let's it go by. No call, then he called out a ball. That's 2 pitches. Looked borderline good. 2 balls, no strikes. Minnick steps back in, left-handed batter's box. Taking second base on that pitch. But second base is Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the pitch. He cuts, swing and a miss. One goes 2-1 to Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick has 1 stolen base. He's been caught stealing 1 time. He has 8 quality at-bats. Out of the set, here comes a 2-1. Foul this one way out of play. Right side, buddy of mine, that's right-handed back in the day. He didn't like the ball that was being pitched on the diamond. He'd take it way out of play. Foul ball. He could hit it out of play to get a different ball in there. Caden Minnick not quite doing that, but he hit that one way out of play. 2-2 count. Brady Ray out of set. Brady Ray, long set, becomes a pitch. Full swing. Ground ball, second base, going to score a run. Going to get him put out at first base. 4-3, Will battles to Caden Logan. Caden Minnick going to pick up an RBI as Hudson Gutwine comes in to score the first run of the ball game. So set to bat is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. You're at third base. Stapleton, 2 out, 1 run in. Up third. Brady Ray out of stretch, now the set. Pitch to Kane. Taking pitch, finished outside, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane looking to get a hold of one. Strong young man. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, called strike. Jackson might not have agreed with it. He'll step back in with a 1-1 count. First strike doesn't mean a whole lot. Second strike doesn't either. That third strike, home plate umpire's got to be generous. He's got to be right on time. And here comes the pitch, Jackson. Side of ball. Close to the same pitch. Home plate umpire calls it a ball. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike to Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Does the catching for the Knights. Here comes the pitch from Ray. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Breaking pitch, finished low and away. Count goes even at 2-2. Kane going to set back in. Mikey Stapleton at third base doing the running for the Knights. Out of the set, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. And goes 2-2 once again. Acton Kane steps well out of the box. They insert a baseball. Brady Ray in the rubber. Jackson King going to step in. Pierlin looking at singles. Brady Ray now out of the set. 2-2 pitch with two outs on the way. Swing and a miss. That swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Knights come up with one run in the top of the third. So 1-0 contest after 2.5. We'll mention the Crusaders are going to bat bottom of the third inning. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. High quality, custom built waterfront products and services. Docks, boat lifts, seawalls, accessories, and marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. You can reach them on the web at thomasdocks.com. Located at 20799 Riverwood Avenue. That's in Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Thomas Docks, they're locally owned and operated since 1993. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-774-3790. You can call Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Thomas Docks, choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. They'll work in Indiana, they'll work in Illinois, they'll work in Ohio, work in Michigan, they work in Kentucky. Capabilities work all across the United States. Thomas Docks, I see their docks. They are nice. Give them a call. Thinking about a Thomas Docks. It's a good way to think. So Jackson Kane has his gear on. He's going to jog back behind the dish. Cecina getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Almost played an hour so far, about 50 minutes. Jackson Kane is going to give us a couple more warm-up tosses to Gus Sandberg, and they're ready to go. He sets the bat. Cecina. It's going to be number two, the one-hitter, DJ Mendez. First pitch from Gus. Full swing on the infield. He's fielded by Boutel, third base, and he'll get the put out. Boutel had a long range right there. The baseball in front of. So Gutwein throws it on the run, gets the put out. With Lucas Gerke, there's one out. Bottom of the third. Next batter, the two-hitter, number 20, Keegan Ray. Keegan Ray steps in. And they're going to throw this baseball out of play. It's unplayable. And they'll let you send it out of play, home plate umpire. He's a batter's box number 20. He's got 11 bats in three ball games. He's got one hit. First pitch comes in, strike called. He goes to 0-1 to Keegan Ray, who's playing left field. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss, fastball. Kind of jammed him, he was a bit upstairs. Swing and a miss, 0-2 count to Keegan Ray, left fielder. Right-handed batter. Then looking at singles over the glove, here comes the 0-2 from Sandberg. Outside edge, going to call a strike. So Keegan Ray had to look at that ball strike, and he's walking back to the dugout, and I don't blame him. Looked like ball one. He don't get the strikeout. Two out on the diamond, bottom of the third inning. Stepped into bat, Caden Logan was number 11, first pitch from Sandberg, swinging a miss. Caden Logan has been to the plate 8 times in 3 ball games. Glad bass, he's got 3 hits. One of those hits is a double. Here comes a pitch. How this went out of play, left side. And the count goes 0-2. So Caden Logan, left-handed batter's box. He plays first base. 2 count from Sandberg. Here comes a wind and a pitch. Swing a miss. The Knights get out of the inning. They send 3 to the plate, and the Knights retire 3 in a row. So at the end of 3 complete, Knights in front, 1-1, 1-0 contest here on a Saturday afternoon. Also mentioned, today's ball game is being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. If you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, so a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. That's real estate reliability, something a professional, real estate agent, and or a real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Her happiness and her success are two of the same. The real estate lady with the high quality real estate IQ, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Cheap Company. Going to toss one down to second base. Here comes the pitch. Throw it down, Keaton Knowlton. Second base. Stepping in for the Knights is going to be Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke going to step in. Where's number 10? He's a sophomore. Take that back. He's a junior class member. Played in all 4 ball games. Left-handed batter. 6'170". Listed as a pitcher and an infielder. Team plate appearances. 9 at-bats in 4 games. First pitch from Brady Ray. Key pitch finished low. Ball 1. So, number 10, Lucas Gerke. On base percentage of .429. He's got 1 hit on the season. He's got 3 RBI. He scored 4 runs. Comes in outside half, called strike. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike to Gerke. Lucas Gerke, he walked 4 times. He's been hit 5 pitches once. He's got 12 quality at-bats. He'll send that towards the shortstop in the hole. Good effort to make the throw, but it's going to be an infield hit. Luke Gerke. That was quite a play by Mendez at shortstop to field it and make the throw. It was close. Deep in the hole looked like a Dave Concepcion. So one aboard, nobody out. Gerke's at first base. Set to bat for the Knights, number 33, and Bryn Robbins. The 6-hitter now playing center field. Step in, Bryn Robbins at 10, 195. He's going to square the bunt early. Third baseman coming in is McKenzie. Long set, here's the pitch taken off of second base. Going to reach back to throw the ball. Ball came out of the hand of catcher Keaton Knowlton. Diving in head first. Luke Gerke with the stolen base. Lucas Gerke has 1 stolen base on the season. And Robbins, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, has stepped in. Right-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher, Brady Ray, out of the set. Triple set, he'll check second base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Put a bunt down for a baseline. The field is right there by McKenzie. Tall throw, going to get over the head of the first baseman, Caden Logan. Brent Robbins going to make it clear to third base. So Robbins going to get credit for an RBI as Lucas Gerke scores from second base. It's a nice bunt down the third baseline. It was kind of angled. I was curious to see if Ryland McGinty was going to let that roll. I'm not sure where that would have ended up, but he fielded the baseball to first base and threw it over the head of Caden Logan. It went down the foul fence beyond the Knights dugout at first base. So one aboard. Robbins, an RBI just then. He got the only RBI in last night's ball game. Stepping in, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Brady Ray, here comes the pitch. Out of play, left side. Keaton Brooks played in four ball games, all four. 13 bats, 13 plate appearances. Back in 231, had three hits, two of them are singles. You got a double. Comes a pitch. Outside edge, going to call it a strike. Keaton Brooks going to have to protect that plate. It was going to be tough to hit that last pitch on the 0-2 pitch. So, no balls, two strikes is the pitch. It's a ground ball, second base, fielded by the second baseman. He was in on the grass. Will Battles made a good stop. Checked the runner and threw to first base for the out. We're going to see Isaac Suppinger. Suppinger going to step in, left-handed batter. Suppinger, 6'3", 200. Three at-bats, three plate appearances. Working out a set. Eddie Ray. Runner at third base is Brent Robbins. Comes in tall for ball one. Isaac Suppinger, left-handed batter's box, plays a good left field position. A good left field position at Bishop Chittard. What a play. One of the plays he made was just outstanding. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. He's going to drive one to left center field. Back up, center fielder. Make the catch. We're going to get a tag up to Robbins from third base. Isaac Suppinger drives it to left center. It's caught by Zach Plunkett. Plunkett had no opportunity to throw home. Get the tagging, Brent Robbins. So Knights have two runs thus far here in the top of the fourth. Bases are cleared. There are two outs. Stepping into bat, number 17, Gavin Beattell. Gavin Beattell, 13 plate appearances, 11 at-bats. Batting 636. Seven hits, they're all singles. Right into the batter's box, here comes the pitch. Wait a miss. Fastball. Over half of the plate. Balls, one strike. Kevin Beattell playing third base. He's got one RBI. He scored two runs. The Knights. Here comes the pitch. A ball back to the screen. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Gavin Beattell. Right into the batter's box. Singles given. He's got one hit by pitch. He's got six quality at-bats. That's in three ball games. Now the set is the pitch. Short hops the glove. Going to get back to the screen. The wild pitch. It goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Hudson Gutwein on deck. Keeping him busy. Backing down baseballs. Back by the screen. 1-2 count. There's the pitch. Be a ground ball, second base. Battle steals it. Throw to first base, get the put out with Caden Logan. The Knights leave no one aboard. They come up with two runs here in the top of the fourth. Knights holding on to a 3-0 contest. And the Cecina Crusaders are going to bat the bottom of the fourth. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. It's in Arcadia, Indiana, right by the railroad track, right there by the ball field. indoor and outdoor storage. They have flex storage available. We call to reserve space, that safe and secure storage space location, indoor storage for your boats, RVs, your precious automobiles. It could be a Corvette, could be a Mercedes, Jaguar, Lexus, and so on. Or outdoor storage, always available at Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. To go online, go to the web, www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com. Or you can call them by phone at 317-774-1500. That's 317-774-1500. Gus Van Berlin stepped to the rubber again. I should mention all the season, he's pitched in three innings. He's got one game participating in. That one game was a start. He's got an ERA of 2.333. Sandberg, he faced 15 batters entering the ball game today, 52 pitches. Allowed four hits, two runs, one run was earned. He struck out two. One of them went down looking. He's walked four batters. Ground ball on the diamond. Number zero, Keaton Knowlton. Going to call him out at first base. Pretty tough play right there. Called the out, and they're going to check the home plate umpire. They asked to check, and he was on the base. Good play from shortstop Hudson Gutwein, Lucas Gerke. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Batter going to step in, Manny Romo, number 25, the five-hitter. Swung on, base hit down the left field line. Going to be a double. Going to pick it up near the fence in the left field, Isaac Seppinger. Manny Romo gets himself aboard with a double on the left field line near the fence. Manny Romo doing well. He's going to try to earn a spot in the lineup. Manny Romo was number 25 and during this game with three hits. I should take that back. And three ball games, two plate appearances, two official at bats. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. Ground ball foul, third baseline. End up over by the bullpen area. No balls, one strike. So, 0-1 count. Runner at second base. Manny Romo for the Crusaders. He's in the batter's box, right-handed pitcher, Gus Sandberg. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. One on, and gets Jackson Kane on the helmet. He's okay. Home plate umpire checking on Jackson. Jackson's a tough guy. This junior, I remember back when Jackson was a freshman. Jackson has been in the weight room and works the legs, too. Some people work in the weight room trying to get that beach body. But Jackson Kane works the whole body right there. And I'm getting back behind the plate. Two count. Here comes a pitch from Sandberg outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. We're at second base for the Crusaders. Manny Romo, himself aboard with a double down the left field line. Of the set, time call now in the right-handed batter's box. 21, Brady Ray. Brady Ray during the batting. Ball, two strikes. Brady Ray in three ball games, four plate appearances, four official at-bats. Here comes the pitch, Sandberg. Checking second base, here's the pitch. Swing a miss, top third. The throw to first base from the inside, get the put out. Danny Romo runs over to third base. So two out on the diamond, Manny Romo at third base. Brady Ray going to jog off the diamond after the drop third strike. Jackson Kane stepped to the inside. Strike to Gerke. Two outs, stepping into bat number five, Will Battles. Battles playing a good second base in today's ballgame. He's going to step out, time called. Stepping back in the rubber, Gus Sandberg was made live out of the set. to battle. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Jeff Sandberg, 0-1 count. To Will Battles, the second baseman. Working from the stretch, not with set. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low, ball one. Ball, one strike. Will Battles in three ball games, 9 plate appearances, 7 at-bats. He's got one hit. He's walked twice. He's reached on air once. Comes in tight for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Will Battles. That's number 5 out of the set. Comes a pitch from Sandberg. Pitch comes in high for ball three. 3-1 count. On deck is 16, Ryland McGenzie. Third baseman. Of a set. Comes a pitch to 3-1. Ground ball, third base, Gavin Mutel. Fields it. Across the diamond. Gets the put out with Lucas Gerke. Nicely done, Gavin Mutel. So the Knights get out of the inning. They strand one runner. Crusaders strand one at third base. Crusaders come up empty after 4 complete. Knights 3. Crusaders. Nothing. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you at meansports.com. Internet radio since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. The Blue Devils boys basketball. Step girls basketball for Hampton Heights this season. Lady Huskies went to the semi-state, were defeated in game one. Lady Huskies went 24-4 here on the season. I'll mention the Blue Devils boys basketball team. They finished 24-4 also. So we'll see what happens a year from now. But right now, still on the, doing the pitching. Cecina is number 21, Brady Ray. He ran a right-handed pitcher. Has gone the distance here. The pitch in the top of the 5th. Worked some warm-ups right there. And we'll also mention, we'll talk about high school baseball rankings at the national level. We'll talk about those maybe in next half inning. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. Going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine, junior class member in 4 ball games. 17 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. 231, 353 on base percentage. Hudson Gutwine, last time up, got himself aboard with a base hit. First from the windup, Brady Ray, peering in looking at signals over the glove. Hudson Gutwine, first pitch to Gutwine. Fake pitch, swing and a miss. Broke low and away. Wine trying to pull the baseball. No balls, one strike. Gutwine steps back in. He's got 4 hits on the season. All 4 are singles. It's a pitch. Up one. Foul ball. Going to get that tall screen. Going to stay in the field of play. Bounce off of it. They do save some baseballs. Foul ball in this ball game. Went on top of the roof. The school. Probably hard to retrieve that one. Ball, 2 strikes, peering in over the glove. Brady Ray, here comes the wind, here comes the 0-2, the Gutwine. Gonna foul this one off the screen. Tall, way up there, saves the bat, the baseball. Picked up again by Mikey Stapleton, the on-deck batter. So no balls, 2 strikes, once again. Hudson Gutwine. Played a good shortstop position. Comes in, breaking pitch, finishes low. Ball, 2 strikes. Not too chilly today. 56 degrees, they're saying, is going to be the high. They said Monday, it's going to be about 70 as people try to look at that eclipse. The 1-2. Going to be a base hit to left center field. Going to get the gap. Be cut off right there on one hop. center fielder Zach Plunkett tossed it into second base. Hudson Gutwein has a multiple hit game. So he's at first base, stepping in, going to be the right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton, he's a sophomore by class in four ball games, 16 plate appearances, 12 at bats, batting 250 at 438 on base percentage. Three hits, two are singles, one is a home run. He's going to square the bunt. Baseman coming in, that's Ryan McKenzie. Here comes the pitch. The bad back is a called strike, sliding into second base safe. Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein on the season. He now has four stolen bases. Has yet to be thrown out. So Mikey Stapleton will step back in. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back. It's a called strike. Count is 0-1. In on the lip of the grass at third base is Rylan McKenzie. Hudson Gutwein at second base with nobody out. Out of the set. Eddie Ray checks second base. Here's a pitch. We call that a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Mike Stapleton. First, his weight in gold on the football field also. 0-2 pitch. Brady Ray. The way. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Mikey Stapleton. This field is deep. I would guess 330 down the right field line. Maybe 320 down the left field line. And from the set, here comes the pitch. Key pitch. Ground ball. Base hit. The ball had eyes on it. Goes between shortstop and third base. Mikey Stapleton gets a two-strike base hit. He's in the left field. Mikey Stapleton at first base. Hudson Gutwein at third base. Nobody out. The 3-0 contest. It's batting in the top of the fifth. Crusaders going to have another game after this one. Purdue Polytech. Speaking of Purdue, they got a game tonight. It's 6:09 p.m. Other set, Brady Ray, second, third base. Pitch to Cade Minnick, outside ball one. Minnick, left-handed batter. He's a senior class member in four games. 17 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats, batting 333 in that left-handed batter's box. Out of the set, here comes a 1-0 pitch. Here's foul one out of play, left side. Up goes 1-1. Aiden Minnick. Base percentage of 412. He's got five hits. Well, five singles. He's got five RBI. He's got five runs scored. Then bumped one time. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. High for balls. Pete Knowlton, snap throw to third base. Stopped there by Rylan McKenzie. And stealing second base on the pitch is Mikey Stapleton. Under the second and third base for the Knights. In minutes, one kill. Out of the set, DeRay, here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled this one left side out of play. 2-2 count to Caden Minnick. Nobody out. Sets back in, left-handed batter. Out of the set, triple set for Brady Ray. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Take one in center field. Going to loft it. And in to make the catch. This is Zach Plunkett. Did not tag at third base. Throw that brought it back in. He elects to keep him on for third base. That's Hudson Gutwein. And there's one out near the top of the fifth. So Mikey Stapleton is at second base. Hudson Gutwein is at third base. Nice catch there in center field. Zach Plunkett, center fielder. Action team going to step in to bat. right into the batter's box, one out. Eddie Ray's still pitching. Now the set position is the pitch. Sticky pitch in there for a strike. Top of the fifth inning. Balls one strike, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a junior class member in four ball games, 16 plate appearances, 11 at bats. He's batting .455, a 63 on base percentage. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Kemp goes 0-2 to Kane. He has 5 hits on the season, 4 are singles. He has 1 double. He's got 4 RBI and he scored 5 runs. He's walked 3 times. I'm quality at bat. A quality at bat time at the plate. Have a set time called. Speed. Verbally, keep both hands on the bat. Just in case, home plate umpire dude doesn't grant time. Especially with 2 strikes on you. It's made live. Right in the batter's box, 2-0-2 count. Out of set, Brady Ray, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes, I'm sure from profile view. For base dugout, that looks good. It was in the left-handed batter's box. It goes 1-2. Then looking at signals. Out of set, Brady Ray. 1-2 pitch to Jackson. Swing and miss, he's going to go down swinging. 2 outs on the diamond. Stepping into batter can be Gisgurky. Gisgurky also a junior class member. 4 ball games, 14 plate appearances, 9 at bats. 29 on base percentage. First base for the Knights. Left-handed batter's box. Now a stretch, now a set. Brady Ray, runners at 2nd and 3rd. Poke one, he goes right field with it. Fight the sun there, coming in to make the catch. He did make the catch. So, if he made that catch, I'm not sure if it bounced up. Let's say out in right field, that ball bounced off the surface. About everybody probably thought that was caught. And off the thin field turf. Couldn't make the catch. And a run comes in to score. Hudson Gutwine and Mikey Stapleton. So 2 runs in on that fly ball. Lucas Gurkey. He got a single and 2 RBI. Brent Robbins right in the batter's box. 2 outs. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch high for ball 1. So no signals given. Third base coach Tim Bordenay. The step back in, Brent Robbins. Runner at first base, Lucas Gurkey. 2 more RBI. Gurkey on the season has 5 RBI. Working out a stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch to Robbins. Oh, they're calling a strike. Call a strike. Goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Robbins steps back in. Then looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. Brady Ray. First base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Taken off for 2nd base. Full swing. Out in front of the rubber. Throw to base. They're going to say the out was made. Base. The Knights are going to be sat down, but not before the Knights come up with 2 more. The top of the 5th inning. To 4.5. Knights in front. 5. Crusaders. Nothing. We'll mention this game is also in part brought to you by High School Baseball Rankings. National rankings right here. These were tabulated on 4-1. That was on April Fool's Day, but these are for real. At number 1 in the nation this week is Corona Panthers, Corona, California, at 12-1. Number two, Central Red Devils. That's Phoenix City, Alabama, 24-1, playing in that warmer climate. Number three is Catholic, CR Bears. That's out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 23-2. Number four this week, IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida. They're 14-1. At number five, Westwood Christian Lions out of Plano, Texas. 18 wins, no losses, one tie. At number six, Jackson Prep Patriots out of Jackson, Mississippi. 23-2. At number seven, Flower Mound Jaguars, Flower Mound, Texas. 21-3. At number eight, Santa Margarita Eagles, Rancho Santa Margarita, California. They're 10-4-1. At number nine, Orange Lutheran Lancers out of Orange, California, 14-3. At number 10, Parkview Panthers out of Lilburn, Georgia, 17-3. The Knights going with a new pitcher on the Diamonds, Isaac Steffinger. Isaac Steffinger is going to do the pitching for the Knights. Steffinger has pitched in one game. He's thrown one inning. Steffinger faced five batters, and he's thrown 28 pitches. He struck out three. One of those went down looking. He has left two on base, and he has walked two. Ball goes back to the screen. Ball one. The batter's box to eight hitter. The Crusaders, number 16, Rylan McGenzie. He plays third base. He comes wide in the pitch. Stands for ball two. Isaac Steffinger, left-handed pitcher. 16 in the batter's box. McGenzie, here comes the pitch. Right down meridian. Strike call. Count goes 2-1. Right into batter's box. Rylan McGenzie. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Steffinger. Outside half. Outside edge. Called strike. Might have been a bit up. Count goes 2-2. Ball two strikes. Steffinger, here comes a release. Strike three. You're going to strike him out looking. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter to the nine hitter, number eight, Zach Plunkett. Zach Plunkett playing a good center field. Cecina, right-handed batter's box. Step in three ball games, six plate appearances. Four at-bats. Here's the pitch. A bit above the zone, ball one. Plunkett on the season scored one run. He's had one base on balls. Comes in outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Get batting. I should say 333 on base percentage. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Pretty good velocity off of that left arm. Isaac Steffinger. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Plunkett. That's inside. Going to get him hit by pitch. So Plunkett going to jog down to first base. One out. Next batter going to step in. Number two, DJ Mendez. DJ Mendez. In three ball games, he had 11 plate appearances, 10 at-bats, 5 hits. One of them was a double. Outstretched and out of set. First pitch to Mendez. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first base, Zach Plunkett, hit by pitch. There's one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes pickoff move. First base, back safety. Lucas Gerke applies a tag. DJ Mendez. First name is David. Step in. He goes by DJ. Shortstop was number two. Alva said, here's the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The one, Isaac Steffinger. Steffinger's 6'3", 200 pounds. Here's the pitch. One right side, going to float out of play. DJ Mendez, walks back to the batter's box. One count for Mendez. Why are those chartreuse cleats? They kind of don't blend in with the white uniform and the gold sleeves. Pickoff move. Safe back at first. Durkee applies a tag. Head first dive. Zach Plunkett. Two balls, one strike, one out. On deck, number 20, Keegan Ray. Out of set. Sepisher, here's the 2-1. We'll take one back up the middle. To the air under it. Diving for it. Couldn't pick it up. Going to go back near the fence. Then Robbins laid out for it. They're going to score one from first base. First run of the ball game for Cecina. Going first base, Zach Plunkett. It's going to be a double. The bat of DJ Mendez. So pretty good effort, Brent Robbins. Center field. Less than two outs. You want to be careful there. You might even just give up the hit, steal the baseball. So timeout on the diamond, Coach Borden, you're going to walk out. And we'll mention a little bit about the national stat leaders in 2024 for this week. At number one for batting average is Cruz Gillespie. He's a sophomore, Oklahoma Christian Academy, belongs to the Eagles. Now he's from Edmond, Oklahoma. And then we'll mention Cruz Gillespie. He's batting 774 on the season. He's got an on-base percentage of 806. He's got five home runs, 21 RBI, 6 plate appearances, 31 at-bats, 24 hits, 3 are doubles, 1 triple, and as mentioned, he's taking back 5 home runs and 21 RBI. He's got 4 stolen bases. Sepinger, out of stretch, now to set. Pitch, swing and a miss. To number 20, the two-hitter, Keegan Ray. One run in here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Cecina. 5-1 ball game. Nice in front. Comes a pitch from Sepinger. Inside a ball. Count goes even at 1-1. On deck, hitter, Aiden Logan for Cecina. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, pretty good velocity. Sepinger, working quick on the rubber. Working out a stretch signal and out of the set. Check second base. This is the 1-2 pitch. Going to strike him out. Going to call it the outside edge, but I feel bad. Feel bad for Keegan Ray. But anyway, they're going to call it a strike as two outs. Stepping in the bat, left-handed hitter. Number 11, Caden Logan. Working out a stretch, now the set. It's from Sepinger. Strike called. Outside edge. No balls, one strike. Aiden Logan was number 11. He got 3 hits in 3 games, so he got a double. The checky swing, he's going to get hit by pitch. Got him on the arm. They're going to call a foul ball. That should get hit by pitch right there, and I think if he does it, they're going to call it a foul ball. It sounded nothing like an aluminum bat. It sounded like skin. So they're going to talk it over right there, home plate umpire. They're going to keep him in the box. It's a home game. But, wow. Gandalf can't hardly believe it. Called a foul ball. B position umpire couldn't see where it was at from that far out. But here's the 0-2 pitch. Strike him out. Low. They're going to strike him out in 3 pitches. Coach Gandalf, not very happy, and I can't blame him. We're nice, I'll tell you what. Cecina just got taken out of the inning. They come up with 1 run, and I'm at the end of 5. Knights in front, 5-1. And I will also mention, This game is in part brought to you by CaminoAndCompany.com. At Camino, CaminoAndCompany.com. At Camino and Company, they're in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino and Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local farmers. That's local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. That's a 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Carly's grandpa. And El Camino, that's an SS. Goal for Camino and Company is to please each customer from their concept to my daughter's completion. That's right there at Camino and Company. You can explore their website at Camino-and-company.com. And Camino and Company, they are now booking 1,024 brides. You got a wedding, Camino and Company can be there to supply you with all of your flower needs. Contact them via the website, Camino-and-company.com. Taking some final warm-up tosses, still pitching. Here in the top of the sixth is Brady Ray. Brady Ray trying to go the distance. She ganned off and need another for game two. Doubleheader for the Crusaders. Stepping into back of the ninth is going to be number 34, senior athlete Keaton Brooks. In four ball games, 13 plate appearances, 13 at-bats. Batting 231 on the season, three hits, four singles. He has a double. Two RBI, and he scored four runs. High quality at-bats. Lefty in the batter's box. First pitch, top of the sixth inning from Brady Ray. Outside, ball one. For Isaac Scheffinger is on deck. Lefty in the batter's box, Keaton Brooks. Pitched last night in a cold environment. Got the win, 1-0. Here comes the pitch. Outside, we call it outside half. Outside edge, strike called. Ball, one strike. Step back in. Take it back. Mikey Stapleton probably got the win last night. Touched him down low for a ball. 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike, Keaton Brooks. Wind's blowing out to center field. Out of the stand, here comes a 2-1 pitch from Brady Ray. Out this one back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. 5-1 ball game. Knights in front. Now the stretch, now the set. Comes a pitch from Ray. Breaking pitch, back door. Side edge, called strike, you'll go down looking. There's one out, top of the sixth. Stepping in the bat for 41, Isaac Scheffinger. He is the pitcher of record for the Knights, batting in the eighth spot. Scheffinger in one ball game. Three plate appearances, three at-bats. On the set, Scheffinger. They get on the good side of the batting average. Jumps in high for ball one. Check signals, no signals given. Steps back in. Scheffinger, 6'3", 200 pounds. Pretty athletic looking young man. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one down the right field line. It's going to be a foul ball. Chest foul. The position umpire got a beat on it. The ball landed just foul. Had it been a double for certain. Triple, I don't know. But a good stroke right there by Isaac Scheffinger. Ball one strike. He unloaded on that one. It's a line shot down the right field line, but foul. Just foul. 1-1 count. He raised peering in looking at singles. Out of the set, the batter's box, Isaac Scheffinger. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take this one. It might be a good shot. So, right center field is going to be up against the wall. He's going to get a double. 87, you're having a good stroke right there. Two in a row. Foul ball and a fair ball to right center. Bounce up against the fence. A fence in right center is a makeshift fence together. Got no mesh on it. It's got no signs. Very difficult to see where the ball lands. Looking at that fence. Now, the right field line, they got a little backing right there, the mesh. And got five sponsor banners up. Pitch comes in, fouled back, out of play. 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, nine hitter, the Knights. Gavin Boutel, senior athlete in four ball games. 13 played appearances and 11 at bats. A 6.36 average. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Ray. Now ball up the middle, he's fielded by a shortstop. Throw across the diamond. DJ Mendez, he'll throw to Caden Logan. They'll get the put out. There are two outs. Isaac Sepinger moves to third base. So the one hitter, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has a duck on the pond at third base with two outs. Big hole between third base and shortstop. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter's box. I was sad. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bullpen activity, the left field line. Throwing over there. Works from the set. Comes the pitch, the 1-0. Comes in, strike call. One ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter's box. Alvin Sett, Brady Ray, here comes the 1-1. Take that back, the 1-1 pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Hudson Gutwein, a member of the junior class, 5'11", 175. Step back in. Got four hits, a two in this ballgame. Looking for a third. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Hudson do it when it went by. So Hudson will go down looking, and the Knights come up with no runs in the sixth inning. After five and a half, Knights five, Crusaders one. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign production since 1985. You can dial them by phone at 317-946-2424. Or you can text them at the same number, 317-946-2424. And I'm doing the pitching right now for the Knights. 31, Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman, he's a senior class member. 6'5", 220. Jack Reisman. We'll mention 1 2/3 innings under his belt. He's been in one ball game. He did not start the game. He batters. He's thrown 35 pitches. He's allowed one hit. Allowed one run. He struck out three. One of them went down looking. He has walked two batters along the way. Everyone will also mention that batting average department, National this week. Number two is number 11 on his jersey. That's Demetrius Snow. He's from Southwind High School. He's a junior from Memphis, Tennessee. 30 plate appearances, 19 at-bats. He's got 14 hits. He's got 3 doubles, 4 triples. He's got 3 home runs. He's batting .737 batting average, .833 on-base percentage. Demetrius Snow. Then the next, number 3, a teammate of Demetrius Snow, that's Zachary Hall. Where's number 99 from Southwind High School, the Tennessee. He's a senior. 20 hits, 16 RBI, 19 runs scored. He's batting 714 on the season. He plays football and baseball. So stepping into bat, Cicina, four hitter number zero, Keaton Knowlton. Knowlton is the catcher for the Crusaders, right into the batter's box. Jack Reisman, outside of ball. Reisman, first number 31, he's a senior. As mentioned, 6'5", 220. About like an Albert Schwartz. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. First batter in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Crusaders. Steps back in, right into the batter's box. Alvis says, pitches from the stretch. Ball two. Reisman pitching from the stretch, nobody on. My son tells me, Dad, that's because he's primarily a relief pitcher. Here comes a 2-1. Outside of ball. Three balls, one strike. In the batter's box, the four-hitter for Cicina, Keaton Knowlton. Travis said, here comes the pitch from Reisman. Outside edge, strike call, knee high. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jack Reisman looks for the signal. Out of the set, here comes a 3-2. Gonna pop one up. Skyward is on the playable field of play, but it's gonna be, might have been a foul ball if it landed. Gavin Butel, that was a major league. Fly ball on the infield. Gavin Butel came in about halfway to home plate. Caught it barely in foul territory. So stepping into bat, Cicina, the 25, Manny Romo, last time up, doubled. So he's got himself a double. He's looking for another base hit. Out of the set, here comes first pitch to Romo. 0 for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Manny Romo. Then out of stretch, now the set. Jack Reisman is the pitch. Inside and tight. Ball two. 25, Manny Romo. Romo in three ball games. Two plate appearances. Two at-bats. Romo is the right fielder. This is a 2-0 pitch. Slide down Meridian. Strike call. Went across the plate, right below the kneecap. That's where the umpire is supposed to gauge the pitches. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Healthy set. The five hitter, Manny Romo. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Jack Reisman called for him in relief. Pitching in the sixth inning. The pitch. Outside edge. Strike call. He'll go down looking. Manny Romo. And it's out number two. Bottom of the sixth inning. Stepping into bat. Six hitter number 21. Brady Ray. Brady Ray. Will step into bat in three ball games. Four plate appearances. And four at bats. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, base hit. It's going to be caught. Line shot, Meyer. That was a fly ball, base. He thought it was a base hit. Robbins came in, make the catch for out number three. So that ball was scorched. Probably didn't get over 12, 15 feet high. Brad Robbins has a beat on it, makes the catch. So three outs, and the Knights will bat. In the top of the seventh inning, after six complete, Central Catholic Knights 5, Cicina Crusaders 1. And I will go ahead and go down this lineup right now. We'll mention national stat leaders this week. Batting average. We'll talk about the home run hitters. Home run hitters, top four national leaders. mentioned 6'3", 175, Gavin Smith, at Parkview High School in Georgia. I know Munz, 6'2", 200-pound senior, Cade Brown, also out of Parkview High School in Georgia. 9 home runs, so 2 guys, same team. 9 home runs early in the season. 6'205", a junior class member, Austin Elner. He's from Hamilton, Arizona. He's got 9 home runs. The 4th one written down here is a senior outfielder, right-handed pitcher, Addy Scott. Sefner Christian High School, that's in Florida. Also, 9 home runs. So, Cecina going with the 2nd pitcher in the ballgame. He's going to pitch here in the bottom of the, back to the top of the 7th inning. Getting warmed up right now. He wears number 2, DJ Mendez. DJ Mendez, number 2. He's a double check here, number 2. David Mendez. His given name, he's a senior, 5'10", 170. Shortstop, he's a right-handed pitcher, he plays third base. So he gets some warm-up tosses right there from the rubber, pitching from the windup. And they'll work it from there. So Mendez, he's some warm-up tosses, and Mike's going to send to the plate, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. He's Stapleton going to bat first in the top of the 7th inning, on deck, number 20, Caden Minnick. So getting ready for baseball right here. Throw the ball around the infield. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton, 2-hitter. The Knights play 2nd base in today's ball game. Mikey Stapleton, a sophomore by class, 5'11", 165. First stairs, ball 1. Mendez with some velocity on that fastball. Mikey Stapleton batting 250 entering this game. Here's the pitch. Strike called across the dish. Count goes 1-1. Stapleton has an on-base percentage of .438. You got 3 hits. You got a home run. You're going to take this one to right field. It's going to be shallow. It's going to be called for by the 2nd baseman. Back in the grass, he'll make the catch. There's 1 out. That's played by Will Battles. Now, top of the 7th. The batter will step in. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in. Left-handed batter's box. Working from the windup. Mendez, here's the pitch. Going to take one right back up the middle. Going to center field. Their base hit. Was Caden Minnick. Minnick gets himself aboard. Got 6 hits on the season. All 6 are base hits. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane doing the catching for the Knights. DJ Mendez doing the pitching here in the top of the 7th. DeRay went 6 innings. He finished away, swinging a miss. So on first base is Caden Minnick. 1 out, top of the 7th inning. Knights in front. 5-1. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Mendez. Taking off the 2nd base. Caden Minnick. Throw comes in. The call him out. Hit first slide. And they'll put the tag on him. The tag applied by Will Battles. There are 2 out. Here in the top of the 7th. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jackson Kane steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a pitch from Mendez. Picking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Jackson. New class member. 5'10", 195, does the catching. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. Check his swing. Count goes 2-2. So that is check pretty late right there. You got to find out in a hurry with 2 strikes on you. So 2-2, by that time, that guy's got to say he didn't go. 2-2 pitch. Here comes a wind in the pitch. You're going to pop one up. You go to the outfield, right center. Called for. Couldn't make the catch. Jackson Kane going to second base. End up with a double. Double off the bat of Jackson Kane. He needed that. It's a right center. Center fielder Zach Plunkett. Way over to right center, trying to make the catch. Catch to make. So Jackson Kane's going to up the diamond. He's going to give the batting gloves to Coach Johnson at first base. And Coach Bordnay is going to let the home plate umpire know that there's a pinch hitter in the ball game. And the Knights going to send to the plate number 12, sophomore Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer is 5'10", 160. Alex Schumer has one hit on the season. It is a double. He had a double with a 3-2 count for the second time. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. Left-handed batter's box, Alex Schumer. He's a pitcher and infielder. And he's batting .500 on the season. .667 on base percentage. Albacete Mendez, the pitch. Oh, for a ball. One ball, one strike. Routes. The clock, straight up on the scoreboard clock. Was set. Jay Mendez checks second base. Third time is a pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Alex Schumer, the batter. Schumer, a member of the sophomore class. And look at signals out stretch. Now the set. Jay Mendez, here's the pitch. Made a miss. So he'll go down swinging. The Knights sit down. They'll put their gloves on. They'll defend in the bottom of the seventh inning. And pretty good outing right there for one inning by DJ Mendez for the Crusaders. The Knights going to get some substitutions in the ballgame. They're going to send a new catcher out. Lucas Gerke going to pitch here in the bottom of the seventh. And then they're going to send out a new catcher. And try to capture that number. He's got the straps over the number. I'm standing right behind him. Not quite sure, but Lucas Gerke is going to warm up, wind up. Knight's going to get warmed up. Bottom of the seventh inning. After 6.5, Knight's in front, 5-1. Crusaders going to play another ball game after this one. Scheduled to start about 2:30. Probably won't start right at 2:30. But they're going to go against, here in the second game, Purdue Polytech Techies for the second game of the doubleheader here at Crusader School. Warmed up, getting some velocity right there. Lucas Gerke. They go with Jack Reisman. We're at first base. So throwing the ball around the infield, Coach Bordnay made some adjustments. Getting some guys take that back. Jackson Kane's going to remain the catcher. He's put his gear on. Warm-up tosses in. Might have been Preston Renback. Freshman, 6'3". So Jackson Kane, he's not going to throw one down to second base. And they're going to send the batter to the plate. The batter will step in. The five will battle. Will Battles, right-handed batter. First pitch from Gerke. Fastball, outside edge, called strike. Well, peering in, signals. Here comes the second pitch from Gerke. Ground ball at the middle. Be fielded by Gutwein. He'll throw across the diamond, get the put out. Jack Reisman, there's one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Next batter going to step in, going to be a pinch hitter. Going to be number 4. He's a junior class member, Max Douglas. Max Douglas, he's 5'11", 165. Get a chance to bat. here in the bottom of the seventh. Got eight appearances, seven at-bats. He's got two hits a season. He'll take a swing and a miss. Balls, one strike. Max Douglas, right here in the batter's box. Here's a pitch. Comes in, no cut. Calls strike. Goes 0-2. Douglas has two scored. He scored two runs on the season. He's got two hits. Here's a pitch. Eifert, ball one. Count goes 1-2. Max Douglas batting 286, 375 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Set him down swinging. There are two outs near the bottom of the seventh. Next batter to step in, the ninth hitter, number eight, Zach Plunkett. Zach Plunkett playing a good center field in today's ball game. Zach Plunkett, 33 on base percentage. First pitch, swing and a miss. Lucas Gerke played the majority of this game at first base. Comes over in the top of the bottom of the seventh to finish the game. Pitch comes in, strike called. Goes 0-2. Zach Plunkett. Into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Side, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Step back in. Chris Gerke moving quick on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Inside tight, ball two. Balls, two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. 5-1, ball game. Comes the pitch from Gerke. Wayne a miss, and that'll complete today's first game for the Crusaders. Final score, Central Catholic Knights 5, Tina Crusaders 1. Across the plate right there, they'll shake hands. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. I mentioned the Crusaders are going to play one more game here today. Around 2:30, thereabouts, they'll play Tech, Purdue Valley Tech, the Cecina, and we'll also mention the Knights. Their next game on their agenda is going to be Tuesday night. That'll be a 6 o'clock start at Benton Central. Benton Central, that'll be a conference game in the West Division. They'll turn around and play again on Wednesday at Central Catholic with Benton Central. That'll be another 6 o'clock start. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, the learning, don't let it go. Fire burning.
Hey, we're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, I tell you what, you got some offense there, middle of the game. You held them off.
You know, I don't think our offense played really well today. I thought we gave a lot of that bats away. Our pitchers, I thought, was kind of the story of the game. I thought all of our pitchers threw the ball well, challenged the hitters. But I didn't think we hit as well as we could have or should have today. But that's why we play these games, try to get better.
Back up to last night's game, 9 innings, 1-run ball game. It was cold.
You know, it was a good game to grind out and get the win, start off the conference season 1-0. You know, again, our two pitchers last night, Keaton and Mikey Stapleton, really did a job. We just couldn't get anything going offensively there until ninth, so we'll get it figured out. Just glad to see the sunshine today. That kind of helped a little bit, and hopefully the weather stays nice here the rest of the way.
They have Benton Central at home. It's supposed to be warmer. That'll be a good day to play.
Yeah. You know, last year we had two tough games with them. They went down, both of them went down in the seventh inning. So, well, they have everybody back and kind of their team. They have a lot of seniors. So, we'll have to bring it. Looking forward to the challenge.
And we do.